Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Brian Flanagan, who was a Baltimore City firefighter. He describes his scariest experience on the job.
The scariest thing that I have had to go through personally as a firefighter was an apartment fire, 727 Druid Park Lake Drive. It's a high rise. It's filled with seniors who are low income. And when this call came out, it was on fire on the third floor and charred with smoke from the third floor to the 13th floor, which is as high as it goes. And when you have people who don't get around so well, you're really worried when all of their apartments fill with smoke and heat and fire. So when I pulled up, the driver was asking me for directions. Thank God that was one of the few places I knew how to get to at the time because I was still pretty new in the department. And I got him there. We pull up front, and there's smoke and fire pouring out of this place. And we see people 11 floors up, leaning out the window, have broken out the glass, waving towels, and there's smoke pouring out. And the aerial ladder on a ladder truck looks real big and real strong. It's made of steel and aluminum. Got, you know, hydraulics and everything, but it only really goes about 7 or 8 floors, 100 feet in the air. We extended it as close to the building and as far out as we could. We got it to 11 floors. But that's still, like I said, close to the building and really straight up, which isn't very fun to climb. And when you're wearing turnip pants, turnip boots, a coat, helmet, air mask, carrying a mask, you know, you're carrying about 80 pounds of gear. It's like wearing a snowsuit and picking up the heaviest tool you have in the shed. Then you climb a ladder. And 110 feet, you know, maybe not sound like very much when I say the numbers, but climb it and it's a lot. Then you get up the ladder, and like I said, it's a steel aluminum ladder. It's pretty wide at the bottom. At the top, at 110 feet in the air, it kind of sways. It's not so much fun. At the top fly, when you're swaying back and forth, you're climbing the ladder, and then you run out of ladder. There's the balcony up here. Here's the tip of the ladder. So you kind of have to go. And there isn't so much dexterity when you're wearing a snowsuit and an air bottle and you're carrying an axe, and there's people, you know, waiting for you to get there at the tip of the ladder. So I have to get to the tip of the ladder and jump. From the tip of the ladder to the balcony is maybe 3-4 feet. Not so much distance from here to you and me, but when there's that much distance from the tip of the ladder and down, it's you make the balcony, or, well, you're done. That's the scariest thing I ever had to do, because I actually had to look down on the tip of the swaying ladder wearing my snowsuit and helmet, and the bottle kind of took me back here and there and everything, and had to jump onto the balcony. Understand now that once you've jumped onto the balcony with your snowsuit and your bottle and your, you know, big fire hat on and, you know, everything's good, you haven't done any work yet. There are still people waiting there to be rescued. They're all like, "Hi, Mr. Fireman. You know, we can't breathe. Yeah, can you get us out?" Okay. Sure. So that's when we went to work. You know, I got a medal for that, and the scariest thing I've ever done on a fire ground, anyway. But I'll tell you what, I joined the fire department because that's all I ever wanted to do. That's all I've ever thought about. I watched Emergency, Johnny Gage and Roy DeSoto were my heroes, and I used to watch it when I was 3 years old with my dad. That's the only thing I've ever wanted to do, and I left a desk job to do it. I'm not afraid to die in a fire. I'm not afraid to be hurt. That's part of what goes along with it.
That was a Stoop story from Baltimore City firefighter Brian Flanagan, who died last fall. You can hear his story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Hope your weekend is great.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.